Good afternoon, everybody. I declare the Ordinary Council meeting for Tuesday the 30th of September 2025 open. We're starting at 5 p.m. today. The meeting is being audio recorded in accordance with Regulation 14L of the Local Government Regulations 1996. Also point you to the disclaimer and emergency procedures on the lead-in pages of this document for this building. This meeting is being run according to the standing orders adopted by the Council. Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area and their continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Manang Noongar community and their culture and to elders past and present. We have seven members present. There's no apologies. We have five members of the public and five staff in attendance. We have also now on 3.11 the response to the questions taken on notice at the last meeting regarding his concern around 3rd Avenue in Kendallup, and that's listed there in the agenda. And so we move now to item 3.2 on page 4, public question time. Is there any questions from the members of the public today? No? Okay. We'll move on to item 4 then. Petitions, deputations and presentations. Is there any of those? I reckon there might be one. If you'd like to come forward and state your name and address and who you represent, and we're all ears, and you have...
Address or business address?
Either or.
All right.
And you have 5 minutes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jo Talmadge from 531 Surrey Downs Road in Porongarup, and today I wanted to talk to you about Skylar Early Learning, the childcare centre at the CRC, and the lease that the Shire is entering into with Skylar Early Learning. Okay? Back in May 2022, I had the privilege of presenting to the Mount Barker Community Resource Centre Committee about a shared goal to bring more childcare options to the Shire of Plantagenet. The goal was simple but urgent, because quality childcare is not just about childminding. It's about education, inclusion, workforce participation, and the long-term well-being of families and our community. In January 2023, with overwhelming community support, sorry, that's 2024, we opened Skylar Early Learning in Mount Barker. Since then, more than 100 children have come through our doors, each with their own story, their own strengths, and their own needs. Among them are children referred by Child Protective Services, children with additional needs, children transitioning to kindy, and children from diverse cultural backgrounds. We have sat alongside parents and carers and worked closely with speech therapists, occupational therapists, and social workers to ensure every child gets the best possible start. We've also stepped outside our walls to connect with the wider community. We visited the Aboriginal Centre to build relationships and strengthen belonging. We've supported the local Speedway and the children's swimming team. We've partnered with Workforce and offered weekly parenting programs alongside Parenting Connections. We've provided a free creche for these sessions, and we've even extended the free creche to support first aid and candle making at the CRC, because when parents are empowered, children thrive. At our centre, intergenerational playgroups with Clarence Estate have brought together the youngest and the oldest in our community. Local fire, police and ambulance services have visited for incursions, helping children see community heroes up close. Our families have donated in Christmas present drives, put together toy and clothing packages for families escaping domestic violence, and donated children's clothes to the Department of Communities for Children in Foster Care. And in 2024, Skylar Early Learning Mount Barker was honoured to win the Best Startup in the Great Southern Business Awards, recognition that this centre is truly something special. I want to take this moment to sincerely thank the previous CRC committee for their foresight and support in facilitating this centre. You didn't just create childcare, you helped create a hub of connection, resilience, and opportunity for the Shire. I also thank the Shire itself, who has consistently supported our plans to grow and expand in town. We look forward to working with you as we enter this next stage. But above all else, I want to thank our families, especially our children. Every day, they trust us with their care, their education, and their well-being. They are the heart of this work. And at Schuyler Early Learning, we know that when children and families are supported by high-quality early childhood education and care, whole communities are shaped. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to see that centre functioning so well. Is there any other presentations or deputations today? Okay. Move on to disclosure of interest, section 5. Is there any disclosures today? I've got nothing here. Okay. Move on to item 6. On page 5, I'll take each one of these individually. So Councillor Brown has requested a leave of absence for the period 8th of September to the 10th of November. We have a mover for that. Councillor Sheard, seconder. Councillor Oldfield, all those in favour? That's 7-0, thank you. Councillor Bell has requested leave of absence for the 27th of September to the 5th of October inclusive. Do we have a mover? Councillor Oldfield, seconder. Councillor Fraser, all those in favour? That's 7-0. And Councillor Oldfield has requested for the 1st to the 18th of October inclusive. Councillor Clements and Councillor Sheard, all those in favour? That's 7-0. Thank you. Move on to the minutes on page 5. The officer's recommendation is there. We have a mover for the minutes. Councillor Oldfield, Councillor Liebeck. Is there any dissent? Okay, so that item's just passed with no dissent. Move on to item 8. Just a couple of comments from me. The final ordinary council meeting for Councillors Etherington and Oldfield with Councillors Fraser and Bell at the end of their terms and having renominated along with myself. At this point in time, I just want to note the significant contribution of both retiring members, and there'll be a further event to note more fully that recognition. I wish those renominating, in fact, all those nominating, there's two in the room here today, the very best in the upcoming election with 8 nominations for 5 positions. Okay, we move on to item 9.1.1 with a recommendation on page 8. We have a mover. Councillor Liebeck, seconder. Councillor Fraser, is there any dissent? Okay, that item's carried with no dissent. Thank you. Item 9.2.1, recommendations on page 11. Do we have a mover? Councillor Etherington and Councillor Oldfield. Is there any dissent on this item? Okay, that item's passed with no dissent. Move on to item 9.3.1, the corporate business plan with a recommendation on page 14. Is there a mover? Councillor Oldfield, Councillor Clements. Is there any dissent on this item? Okay, that item's passed with no dissent. Item 9.3.2, the item to do with the Skylar lease, with a recommendation on page 18. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements, Councillor Sheard. Is there any dissent? Okay, that item's passed with no dissent. Item 9.3.3, the Memorial Park upgrades. Got a detailed report there with a recommendation on page 22. Is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck, Councillor Fraser. Anybody opposed? Any dissent? No? Okay, that item's passed also with no dissent. Item 9.3.4, the Kenup Community Men's Shed and the Power Supply issue, with the recommendation on page 27. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements and Councillor Fraser. Is there any dissent on this item? Okay. That item's passed with no dissent. I thought there might have been. Item 9.3.5, the item to do with the Prongrups Hall upgrades, with the recommendation on page 31. Is there a mover? Councillor Sheard, Councillor Liebeck. Is there any dissent? Okay, no dissent. That item's passed with no dissent. Thank you. Item 9.3.6, the asset depreciation review, with a recommendation on page 35. Again, quite a detailed document attached to it that we had saw in the past. Is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck, seconder. Councillor Fraser. Is there any dissent? No? Okay. So that item's passed with no dissent. Move to item 9.3.7 and the list of accounts with a recommendation on page 38. A mover, please. Councillor Liebeck and a seconder. Councillor Fraser. Okay, anybody opposed? Okay, that item's passed with no dissent. The financial statements with a recommendation 9.3.8 on page 41. We have a mover. Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Sheard. Are there any comments on this one? Any dissent? Okay, well, that item's passed also with no dissent. Item 9.4.1, the advanced housing MOU item, with the recommendation on page 44. Council endorsed the execution of this MOU. It would be a substantial pivotal thing. Is there a mover for this item? Councillor Liebeck, seconder. Councillor Oldfield. Is there any dissent for this item? Okay, so now we've got some dissent. That's good. So we'll go into some discussion now. So Councillor Liebeck, have you got any comments, being the mover? Would you like to speak?
Yeah, well, just to say that I think it would be a fantastic avenue to go down. I think that someone showing some interest in our community is something that we should probably get behind. Yeah.
Councillor Oldfield, anything to add?
No, nothing to add.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Fraser.
Thank you, Councillor Hannasite. My only dissent really is that we have to be very mindful when we go into working with advanced housing that any social housing that they build or we give land for, we don't get rates back for. So we've got to be very mindful about how much we give or how we also use the assets we've got to generate income for our ratepayers as well. And that's my only concern with advanced hands. I think we do need part of this in our community, but we just need to be mindful of. And that's what the MOU is also about, looking at what is the right fit to make sure that we are getting the benefits for our community as well, not just providing social housing, but also having land developed, which we could then also possibly leverage some of our assets to build for our workers and so forth too. So I just want to have that in there, that we do have to be mindful of. If we do get advanced housing building houses here, we won't get the rates for those houses.
Thank you. Does anybody want to speak for the motion? Anybody else? Councillor Clements?
Yes, we've been through this a few times with this group. My only concern is the timing factor. Have we got any idea of how long this is going to be? I mean, we don't want it to be spread over the next 5 years. We prefer it a bit quicker.
Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, this is obviously the first step, a formal step of developing the relationship with a third-party housing provider, and Advanced Housing certainly got runs on the board with their activities down in Albany, and they are looking to stretch now to the Mount Barker community. So in terms of timeframes, the next step would be that we jointly develop a master plan for the old depot site, which has been a few attempts over the years, and we haven't quite settled on anything that we can either agree on or afford. Advanced Housing, because they are affordable housing providers, so it's not necessarily all going to be social housing, but Councillor Fraser is quite right. They are a charitable institution. They are registered as such. And so, therefore, if they were to own the housing, that wouldn't be any return on rates to the council. But so timing-wise, we would go to that master planning process, I would hope, by mid-next year. We would have something to show council, and then it would allow both the council or the Shire and Advanced Housing to seek funding from either federal or state avenues. And I, in the presentation that Advanced Housing made a couple of months ago, they sort of indicated, I don't quote me on the numbers, but somewhere in the vicinity of $50 million that attracted over a number of years. And we just won't be able to do that, haven't been able to do that. So this is, for me, one way of achieving what council has sort of put on the table in the past, but acknowledging that if they are to develop it and they own the properties, then there will be very little rates income come out of it. But what it will do is solve a problem with housing availability, which is certainly a problem. Also noting that there's a 60-block private housing development, which would be sold to private individuals, and that would bring substantial rate income to the council. So in my mind, it's a balance, and we'll be able to look at that hopefully in the next 8 or 9 months to see what the options are that they're prepared to put on the table.
So does that clarify it fully? Okay. Does anybody wish to speak against this item further? Anybody want to speak for or against it? Okay. Well, we'll take a vote. All those in favour? That's 7-0. Thank you. Move to item 9.4.2, the item to do with a special council meeting on page 47, the recommendation there. Do we have a mover? Councillor Clements, a seconder. Councillor Sheard. Is there any dissent? Okay, that item's carried with no dissent. Thank you. We move to item 10. There's no notices of motion today, and item 11, no urgent business on the table. And so we come to item 12.1, which is a confidential item. So for this item, we'll have to exclude the public. But you're welcome to come back as soon as this item's out the road. So just be aware of that. You're welcome to come back and meet with us further. Oh, yes. So we need to move a motion to close the doors. Thank you. So Councillor Clements moves the motion to close the doors. Councillor Oldfield, all those in favour of closing the doors? It's carried 7-0. Thank you. The doors are now closed. The doors are now open. The doors are now open, and I just announced that the recommendation that's up on the screen there was passed without alteration, 7-0. And that leaves me with one further item, and that is to item 13, which is to close the meeting at time 5:23 p.m. Thank you for your attendance, and acknowledge that, of course, the amount of work that goes into these meetings. fairly short meetings sometimes these days, but a lot of work goes into the background, the preparation and the forums as well. So thanks very much.